is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's Automotive. Paul's Automotive is located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you want a master mechanic who has over 38 years of experience with quality work, he's your guy to call. He strives to keep you in a safe and reliable vehicle, and his goal is to make your experience as pleasurable and convenient as possible. It's not like you're dropping your car off and you're getting somebody named Joe Blow who's working on your car. Paul's the guy that'll be working on your car, and he gives you a reasonable price. We're proud to say that he's helped Autism Radio many times to keep our vehicle safe and reliable on the road. So he's your guy to give a call today at 973-584-1035. Remember, he's always committed to quality, and he's pleasurable to work with, and he is very helpful. So give him a call today at 973-584-1035 today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org. Home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction as always. It's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Today we have a great story to tell who is a good friend of the show. She's all the way from the UK, and I'm going to be telling her story today. And we're also going to have our social media guru, Lynn Glukoff, who also is our early intervention director. She's going to be calling in about some of the stuff going on in the autism community with social media with our questions of the week. So we'll be excited to have her on a little bit later. But first, I want to start telling the story about Miss Willow Hope, just an amazing individual who has Asperger's syndrome. And she really is trying to raise as much awareness and acceptance for the autism spectrum as possible. She started a video blog, which is something she continues to do on a daily basis with many different projects that include a forum for many people on the spectrum called actually Asperger's Click, and it includes writing among many other things. And she's very proud about her book, and that's what we really want to bring to you today. The book is called The Other Side, Living with Asperger's Syndrome. She wrote this book to really try to help people that are on the Asperger's syndrome and their families. She hopes that through her experiences and the way that she's dealt with situations will guide others so that she can further understand themselves and feel much less alone. And hopefully she can go about getting the help they needed, whether that's getting a diagnosis or the way someone copes with it as a person on the spectrum. Obviously in a world full of people who see things much differently. You know, she talks in depth about her childhood and how it fits into a place that makes sense to her now and that she is diagnosed. She obviously speaks about many of her struggles through school and her teenage years and how that was probably the most difficult time in her life. But then she also found out when she was on the spectrum as well. She goes on and talks about her partner and her new life with her boyfriend, with him, and her various projects on raising awareness of the autism spectrum, and how she's learned to really cope being an Aspie living in a normal world. The book is written in a style which she really hopes that will be the most helpful for everyone, whether you're on the spectrum or you're a parent or family member or friend of someone who is. It's two halves compromise, which run parallel to each other, which is the first half of Willow Hope's story. And it's about how she's navigated her way through life. And the second half of the book is more about advice-based things, which she also found very helpful or even unhelpful, some things, which looking back, she said she would feel, most of these things are very useful in her situation. And she really hopes that other people's situations will be helped from this as well. Just want to say, Willa Hope, like many people in the spectrum, she's a visual thinker. She can actually peek back to her earliest memories in life, and with a detail and elaboration as a fresh and vivid as sharply taken photograph that you would look in a book. And Willa Hope's story is, like her name, filled with hope. She expressed her memories with articulate thoughts that bring to her reader into the world of Asperger's syndrome and the world of autism. People that don't know, Willa Hope is a young woman who was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, attention deficit disorder, dyspraxia, and a scotopic sensitivity, as well as an anxiety disorder. She left school with only two GCSEs and since made it her goal to work and raise awareness of autism and Asperger's using her YouTube channel and her various creative outlets of writing, graphic design, art, and photography. She now lives with a partner who also has Asperger's syndrome, and together they're just doing amazing things. We will definitely put all the links and everything on autismradio.org about her book and where you can get a copy of this book. You can go to willahope.com and learn a little bit more about some of the things that she's doing, which is incredible. You can also make sure when you go on her site, you go to the About section, and you can read and learn more about Willa Hope and some of the things she's doing. She has a ton of different links, and we're going to put all of them on the autismradio.org's website to make it very easy for you. So you can just go on the site, click on it, and get some of her great information and a lot of people to connect to in the Aspie world. It's just amazing. She's an amazing individual who's just doing great things for the autism community. However, she does suffer from anxiety. She wasn't able to be a guest, and she sent me all the information, and I really wanted to make sure that I get her message across to everyone that's listening to the broadcast, because it's really important to her and to myself that, you know, her story be told. And like I said, if you're an individual on the spectrum and you're hearing this program, or your mom hears this program, this is somebody that you definitely want to check out. You know, her website has tons of photos from her childhood right up to the present day, and also in some way to illustrate the book also. And she puts tons of information on the website as well, which didn't fit in on the chapters of the book, but they kind of fit along right side along themselves as well. She really felt that she shouldn't leave it out completely. She basically opened up and pieced it all together about her whole life, the good and the bad parts. And that's why it's so hard to do, obviously, because, you know, bringing up bad parts in your life is probably one of the hardest things that we have to do sometimes. You know, people that have been to psychologists and psychiatrists and tell, you know, our stories of our struggles, that's probably the hardest thing to do is, you know, because I think as a society, we're taught not to share all our feelings, because the old saying is that knowledge is power. And if you open up to someone and maybe you're suffering from depression or whatever it might be, it's a scary thing to open up about that, because you're always afraid that they're going to come back and use that against you maybe in the future. So it's a very scary thing to open yourself up. And what Willa Hope has done is she's laid out her whole life for the whole world to see. And that's a very brave thing to do, because by doing that, she's helping so many people just like herself who's struggling with autism. So, you know, she put all her reports, her letters from psychiatrists, therapists, and even her own diagnosis up there, which is a really bold and brave thing to do. You know, and it's very personal, but she really, really felt that this was important. She's just a beautiful girl and just doing amazing things, and we really just want to make sure that we get her message out there to everybody on Autism Radio, and especially our show here, Hope Saves the Day. Because, you know, several years has gone into this project that she put it in, and it's nice, and she's happy it's finished at last, and we want to really share it with the world. So we hope that you all, the people out there, will appreciate and understand that this is, you know, why she did this. And, you know, she can't give it all away for free, and she obviously wishes she could. The timeline on the website is free to view, but you know, her book is the big thing. So, you know, you want to get a copy of her book, The Other Side and Living with Asperger's Syndrome is a great book. And it helps support her mission and her goals to really open up the eyes in the autism community and to help individuals struggling with their daily struggles to get through some hard times, whether they're going through school or teenage years, because she's gone through it. She's been there, and she's overcome a lot of things, and now she's sharing her story with the world. It's just beautiful. She's a beautiful individual. I really wish she could be on the air with us today. But like I said, she really didn't feel comfortable being on a radio interview. She gets very nervous, and she'd rather have me tell the story. So hopefully I've done it justice, because she's a very important person in the autism community. We really love her and what she's doing. So be sure to go to willowhope.com. And like I said, we'll put all the links on autismradio.org for you to view. So be sure to check it out, you know, and support her projects. And like I said, if you have someone or know someone on the autism spectrum, especially Asperger's syndrome, this is a great book because it really can help a lot of people. And the feedback she's been getting from all the videos that she's put out there has been incredible. So she's really proud of that and happy of it. And we just want to be able to share that with the rest of the world, too, and let people that may have not even heard of her, because she is from the UK. So, you know, we just want to bring it over to here, the U.S., what's some of the wonderful things that are going on in other parts of the world. So she's just done a great job. So hopefully you all check it out. And I'm going to be coming up right here shortly with Lynn Glukoff. Well, we got Lynn Glukoff, our early intervention director, on the line with us, and also our social media guru who does our Facebook page and some of our Twitter stuff as well. She's going to be talking about some of the hot topics that we have going out there in the autism community with our question of the week. Lynn, welcome to the program.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Oh, great. It's great to have you on today. We're excited to start this new corner. We can call it Lynn's Corner for now. And, you know, we're going to be sharing a question of the week on our social media and all these people writing in. It's pretty exciting.
Okay, great.
So what's the hot topic of this week for our show?
Well, I did post the question of the week was, what is the hardest thing that you have experienced having a child on the spectrum? What are the hardest things? And we did get quite a number of people writing in. So I'm going to read off some of the answers. This one came from Elise. She said the meltdowns are definitely very, very hard. They're very big, and she has them. She has good days and bad days, and she's on medication, and sometimes the medication works, and sometimes it doesn't. So that's difficult, balancing that out. Melissa Beck, she said the doing everything you can to make your child comfortable, yet the communication gap still leaves holes in their needs. It is frustrating seeing them struggle when you just don't know how to help, because they can't express their needs clearly, if at all. Michelle Richards, she made a comment, but I actually, sorry, she was working with a social worker, so I'm going to skip that one right now here. Okay, we got Deanna Shanta, said the behaviors, the unpredictability, and the communication breakdown. And her son is over 200 pounds, which adds to the frustration for sure. Kerry Brownridge said she feels very isolated and lonely, feeling their tears so immensely and wishing that you could do anything to just fix it. Christine Brittingham said that everything, always having to weigh every decision, no matter how minor, and trying to cover all possible contingencies. So those were the main answers. Let me see. Oh, I'm sorry. I have one more for Leslie Planka. Said just the never-ending worry about their life and what will happen to them without constant caregivers or advocates or protectors. It's painful to watch your child suffer and take on different struggles or challenges. I got some really great feedback from these people, and I appreciate all of the responses. We are going to continue doing a question a week if possible, and I would love to hear more from the autistic community and share it with you, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely, Lynn. I think that's so important, because it's like, you know, their voices get heard. And I think it's a great format to just kind of throw it out there, you know?
Right. I think so, too. And I think it's important that the public be aware of the things that we do struggle with, and then also some of the highs that we get as parents of being of parents or caretakers of children on the spectrum. So we're going to try to address different topics this week.
No, that's great. And I think, you know, we can tell our listeners, you know, write in at questions@autismradio.org. You know, if they have a specific question or topic they'd like us to cover, and then, you know, we can get it over to Lynn, and Lynn can put it on our Facebook and our Twitter page and get it out there to our listeners.
Yeah, I think that would be great too, Paul, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the help that you're giving to the autism community.
Well, likewise, Lynn. I mean, you're doing great things, and you know, also so many inspirational things. I mean, where does that come from? You know, I know you do a lot of great inspirational posts and pictures and songs, and where does that kind of come from inside yourself? I mean, you're dealing with a lot of stuff on your own watch every day with your son, Michael. And obviously, you know, you do your mommy blog every week, and a lot of people read that, and it hits home for a lot of people. Where do you find enough energy to try to inspire others?
Well, I always think of two things, some people that have mentored me in the past. One is, no matter how hard it is for me, how much harder it is for my son, who is totally nonverbal, how difficult his life is. So as much pity as I may feel for myself and how hard I know it is for me, his life is even harder. I can't imagine what it must be like for him. That gets me through sometimes. Sometimes I find strength in him and how he sees life and how he sees things as every little thing is beautiful to him. And I wish sometimes that I could have that mentality. And I look at him and I say, look, all he needs is love to be happy, you know? And I think we can all learn a lot from that simplicity and that philosophy. And I also think one of my mentors early on, who I think you had on the show, had said to me, don't look at where they have to go, but look at how far they've come. And the amount of growth that my son, from age 3 till now he is 12, and he's very severe, things that we thought would never happen have happened. I think I have mentioned on my, I even have a piece about the toileting, which is a huge issue for a lot of parents on the spectrum. My son was not fully toileted until 9 years old, and we thought we'd never, ever get there, and he did get there. So I just never lose hope. I think of things that he's doing now that I thought he would never do. So I think there's always hope, and that's one thing I love about Autism Radio. I think hope, we keep hope alive for a lot of people, and you have to keep hope. You have to have faith and just believe in your child. I think that that's the most important thing, that if that child senses the hope in you, that is going to give your child the confidence to progress no matter what.
Yeah, well, I couldn't say that better myself, Lynn. That's beautifully put.
Thank you.
You know, it's so true. I mean, you know, we have like, you know, a small milestone for us becomes like such a huge accomplishment that, you know, a lot of neurotypical families, they don't understand, you know, and I think that's, you know, why we need a format and a place where we can come as together as a community and voice our concerns or opinions or share a story. And we just love being able to have a format like, you know, which you're doing a great job with our social media and getting a lot of interaction from all over the world, you know.
Yes, and people do need this information. I had just posted recently that I met somebody online who didn't even know what autism, believe it or not, did not even know what autism was. So I think we are doing a huge service to the community by communicating via radio, which we are the only ones out there, communicating about autism and all aspects of the disorder. So I think it's a wonderful thing, and I'm very proud to be a part of it.
No, that's great, Lynn. I mean, we're very proud to have you as part of our community, too, and part of our goals and our missions of what we're trying to accomplish here. And, you know, it takes hard work. You know, we're all volunteers. We all volunteer our time. And, you know, it's not always easy, but we know there's such a need and such a lack of communicating and reaching, you know, families and individuals on the spectrum with tons of information, because there's just so much stuff out there that it's hard to sit there on the computer and search after hours and hours. And if we can bring them a show with, you know, some of the top experts from around the world and someone like yourself who's talking to the families that are in the trenches, and not only that, you and I, we live it every day. So, you know, we're talking from experience and hopefully inspiring someone to get through the week, because let's face it, sometimes, you know, their child might be having a really bad week and that parent's having a terrible week, And, you know, and they feel like, you know, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. And if we could be a little piece or a little candle, I like to always say, at the end of that tunnel, it's huge.
Yeah, I think it's, I think, and I have always, and I brag, I say, look, I work for Autism Radio, and I'm very proud of what we do, because I feel that the money that we do raise goes directly to the families, and that's different from any other organization, and I always point that out, because I think that that just shows that the heart is there, and people need to know that.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of working, like I said, with you and working on, you know, helping the community. So I hope this, I hope to hear from more readers and more listeners and share that with you.
Absolutely. And we want to make sure, you know, everybody out there that's listening to the program, you go on Facebook, go to Autism Radio's page, like our page, and become a part of our community and join us. I mean, Lynn does some beautiful postings every day. You know, just Lynn, just touch upon a couple of posts that you put out there recently that really inspired a lot of people. Share it with us, please.
I have to get to my computer. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. No, but I mean, you've done such a great job with either it's an inspirational quote of the day or, you know, a song that might, you know, share something. I've heard people, you know, comment on some of the songs that you posted and just, you know, they needed that today. They really helped them get through the day. And when you hear those things, that's the best gift you can give to somebody at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think what I have this one here. Well, this is fourth. By being yourself, you put something wonderful in the world that was not there before. I think you need to believe in yourself. That's something that I've had to learn. You have to believe in your faith and have faith. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That was a huge, we got about almost 5,000 people related to that post. What else do we have here? I think Christopher Reeve is a wonderful, wonderful example. To me, he's a hero. And he has this quote, a hero is an ordinary individual who finds the strength to persevere and endure in spite of overwhelming obstacles. He is, to me, him and Michael J. Fox, what they've done for people with disabilities is amazing. And he really is the Superman in my heart. He'll always be just an amazing man, what he went through. And as you can hear, my hero is in the background.
yeah, that's Michael. He's the rock star.
Be strong, stand up for people that can't stand up for themselves, but the strongest people stand up for others. And I think as a parent, we are also advocates for our own children. And every day, you and I know what it's like to stand up for our child and to constantly be involved in their lives and their education. Because if you don't do it, who will?
Yeah, no, absolutely, Lynn. That's for sure. And it's so important, you know, to get that message across. And, you know, for you listening out there, you know, on the FM radio, you know, please tune in to autismradio.org. Go on the website, get a chance, read some of the daily struggles that Lynn puts out there. She basically puts it out there every day and tells, you know, the insides and outs of what it's like to raise a child with autism. And you know, what's great is that, Lynn, and before you came on, I was talking about Willow Hope, who's a 22-year-old female with Asperger's.
Yes.
And she put out this beautiful website and blogs out there to help people that are she calls them Aspies, basically, and that deal with the struggles. And, you know, we need more people like that because it's such a big community as our community's been growing. You know, we're one out of 50 in America and even more here in New Jersey. You know, there's such a need for help and such a need for support.
And
you know,
the people that are verbal are the ones who actually, even me, I mean, I speak to some high-functioning people, and I find that they are able to verbalize things that I can't get from my son. So I need to learn from them how people on the spectrum sometimes think, you know, differently than we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You and I do. Their brains
absolutely
differently.
Well, you know, like Dr. Temple Grandin, I mean, she's one of our biggest advocates, and it's, you know, somebody like her that can give us so much insight for our kids. I mean, it's huge when you hear her speak, you know.
Right.
So, but, you know, that's what we need to do and to bring us into the new world and a new generation of what autism is about and what we can do and things we can do to help other families and create events and kind of bring the community together because there is, you know, somewhat a division in the community too, you know.
Oh, yeah, so, that's definitely true. That's definitely true.
But, but yeah, we just loved having you on today, Lynn. Thanks so much for spending some time. And I know you got Michael and you got your hands full.
Yeah, I have,
so.
As you can tell, he's home from school today.
Yeah, well, it's
summertime.
He's
home early today.
Summertime, you know, short days. And,
yep.
You know, it's not easy for us as parents, for sure. But at least we have something, and we do have a little bit of relief where they do go to school, because you know how important the structure is and to keep
yes.
them somewhat scheduled. So
yes.
really, really important to them. But really, thank you so much, Lynn, and, you know, continue the great work on the Facebook page, and be sure to, you know, post questions on the page and join our Facebook page as well as our website. Be sure to check out the Mommy blog. She does a wonderful job there, and we're really happy to have you on board here, you know.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
So, we'll let Lynn go as she's got to take care of her son, Michael. But thanks for joining us today. And we thank all the listeners, as always, for the continued support here on the program on Hope Saves the Day. And we'll be sure to visit autismradio.org. And also, don't forget to visit Willow Hope's website at willowhope.com. We'll also have all her links on there, her Facebook page. And also, she has her Asperger's page where it's called Aspie Click, and you become a community member and talk to other people around the world who have Asperger's, which is a great thing that she compiled and put together. So we're really proud of that, and we like to continue hearing from our listeners. So be sure to email us at questions@autismradio.org. And don't forget our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. If you want to be part of the show and you want to call in, we're going to give you a special prize. That's going to be the new thing now. So if you really participate, we want to send you something, a free gift, whether it's a limited edition Autism Radio pin, or send you a T-shirt or something. But we want to start sending our listeners who are interactive with us and help us grow the show and give insight to what their life is about. So be sure to get involved. And we'd like to wish everyone a great week. And remember, everyone, until next time, hope saves the day. Have a great day, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your life, what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a thought you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know what it feels to be me. I want you to look into my world and see what I see. Hold your hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, in hope saves the day. I want to show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love, I can do anything. With your love, I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. With you by my side, I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, the day hope saves. is the day. Hope saves the day.